I read a recent article in Forbes, I think it was, that really stuck with me about there's only three things that any employer is actually ever looking for, and that's fit, skills, and attitude. So if you're feeling like you're lacking in skills, then showing them how you're the right fit and how you have the right attitude can really get you a long way into the door, and they might take a chance on you. I would say beyond that, in terms of specific skills, soft skills are always important, people skills. Partly because they reflect on the other two areas that I just mentioned. I think it also depends on the sector, like whether you want private, public, or the third sort of NGO sector. There might be some specific, like NGOs will probably much more highly value fundraising skills than the other two sectors would, for instance.
They're answering all the questions, but I'm thinking about how the places I've worked have evolved over the last few years, and say the last two, I was going to say centuries, I'm not that old, decades.
Wow.
2 decades, because I remember working, first for quite a few nonprofits, and we were all really keen and really passionate, but we didn't have a lot of skill. And then everyone got smarter, so the conservation authorities got smarter, and the nonprofits got smarter, so they hired actual marketers, and they hired graphic designers, and they hired professional fundraisers, and it's just been really interesting to see how that has happened. And so it's like you said, so many different skills are required if we're going to really be going in the way we need to go. And so say you're in this program and you have all these general environmental interests, but you have a really amazing skill with videography or photography, like, go for it. And the TRC hires people that come to events and do that kind of thing. So even if your skill, you might think, well, I really enjoy writing, but it's not really, I'm passionate about the environment. You can put that skill to great use for the better good.
I started my career in the public sector, which I think is important because it gives you the opportunity to do a broad range of things. There's a lot of internships I find within the public sector, which I think it's a good way to start your career. I'm currently in the private sector, which is more leaner and meaner, I would say. And so one has to sort of recognize that there are skills, I think, that every sector requires and needs. Obviously a good technical background in something is important, something that grounds you. But I think the ability to communicate is very important these days, primarily because everything's much more team-based now, and you're communicating not even amongst English speakers, but people from other parts of the world and such. So recognize that you're working in a global environment now, and I think that's something that's important to build your career so that it's transferable from public to private, because you may go back again and forth, and that's the nature of, I think, the 21st century career now, where it's not just like you enter the Ford Motor Plant and you work there for 45 years and you retire.